I've been struggling to say something writing wise, so I've been trying to say it sort of vocally. My project is, why are the working class so fucking angry? Well, I've sort of explained many times that the reason why is because of the many ways that the UK government and establishment has and continues to let down working class people. Who are working class people? Working class people are of lesser fortunate backgrounds. Obviously, you know, we've got a class system in this country, upper class, middle class, working class. That, we know how that goes. What does it determine? It's determined by how much you earn. And for example, where you're living. What jobs your mum and dad got. However, what makes someone working class? What makes someone immediate? What are the things that make a person a second class citizen? Why are they considered a second class citizen? You know, the amount, the high proportion of ethnic minority backgrounds in lower income households and of working in working classes, they make up the majority of our working class. Why the fuck are people that are consequently, you know, less fortunate without any fault of their own? It might be because of what country they come from and the position they're in present day. It could be just the fact that family past and, you know, past issues with work and where you live, the education system where you live, how good are schools. That all determines, like, by social deprivation. So it all determines where you live, how much money you got. Where you live, how much money you got is something you cannot control. You cannot control what family you were born into, good or bad, rich or poor. But why does that automatically mean that you're worth less than someone two rows down that's earning a fortune more than you? How is that fair? Why is that fair? It is not fair. And since the coronavirus, you know, it's been scary as fucking shit, but it's opened some people's eyes. Boris Johnson, in 2017, Boris Johnson applauded in Parliament for the fact that nurses were denied their pay rise. That man almost died. The NHS saved his life. These people, this government that has continued to tear down one of the most amazing things about this country, the NHS, they are now giving it the recognition it deserves. Do I think, fucking hell, better late than never? Yeah. And I hope, you know, the passion for the funding and the importance and the significance for the NHS, I hope that remains. You know, we're clapping every Thursday night. My dad's got a bloody saucepan and wooden spoon that he smashes at the window. You know, we clap every single Thursday and we're proud to. We just hope that the people that who didn't really count their blessings before are doing it now. You know, the most amazing things about this country are the things fitted in for the public services for the people. Well, hopefully. Things like the welfare state and the NHS are the backbones of our society, in my opinion, and our communities. The stigma around classism and the myths and all fucking bollocks just needs to end. I'm so upset but I'm also so looking forward to the future. I've ordered a pink balaclava. I'm very excited for the next time I get to go to a protest or a revolution. You know, it will happen at some point. But it's just such a fucking shame that it always has to take something humongous that involves every person for something to change. As in, the Grenfell Tower tragedy, 72 people burned alive in their own homes. And almost 3 years on, still no justice. Nothing. Some are still, like, some people, some victims are still waiting to be rehomed. Most, I'm pretty sure, still waiting to be rehoused. A fucking awful tragedy. But what is prioritised? The business of this country, the wealth of this country. That's what's prioritised. But now that's been put at stake, our economic system at the moment is just completely fucked and frozen. Nobody knows what to do. People are finally acknowledging the real problems in this country. Coronavirus is exposing them fucking brutally and indiscriminately. You know, it's saying, it's people have sort of just, it's only been put on the news, the fact that people are saying that people living in poverty and particularly ethnic minority backgrounds are suffering from the coronavirus more and are having a higher percentages of fatalities because of social deprivation. How the fuck can you self-isolate in a tower block? You can't. These problems, these fucking issues are coming to light and people are finally acknowledging them, and I just hope something is done. And when we return to normal, I sort of vow to keep making work about what I'm passionate about, what I know about, and that's social justice, I think, in my opinion, and the class system, and how as a society we need to be. So I'm going to keep making work and being pissed off and being cheeky and being a potty mouth, and I'm excited for the next stage. But yeah, cool, that was my rant. I wanted to just do that. Right, cheers. Also, I just wanted to say that I don't know who will listen to this, but thanks for my foundation course year to all the tutors I've had. It's been wicked. I've been able to create work and sort of, make work and create work that I've never had the opportunity before. And I've felt listened to and motivated and, you know, respected. So it's been wicked. And I'm really excited to go to CSM whenever first year starts. I think it's October. So yeah, I hope everyone stays safe and has a good summer. Yeah, season's still happening, whether we're staying indoors or not. But yeah, cheers everyone. Nice one.